Our guest in the studio today, the band Lake Trout, are originally from Baltimore. The band has struggled with their identity since their inception. Members Woody Ranieri, Matt Pierce, Michael Lowry, Ed Harris, and Jamie Griffith have evolved the sound from a kind of a jam band beginning compared to other bands like Disco Biscuits and The New Deal to what can now be described as a kind of indie progressive band. I asked Matt Pierce to explain the band's early sound and how they have changed over the years.
Sure, yeah. When we first got started, we kind of didn't know exactly what direction we wanted to go in, except for we just wanted to play together, and that was, you know, back in 94. And we just kind of started playing music, and it wasn't really based in any kind of genre, and I guess we were into a lot of, you know, 90s hip-hop at the time, and some Curtis Mayfield and soul, stuff like that. So we started playing whatever we were listening to, you know, a kind of a mixture that had an influence on us. And then later on in the later 90s, some electronic stuff, it was kind of like this hodgepodge, almost like a, well, then we discovered DJ Shadow and it all sort of made sense. But that's the sound we were sort of going for back then, you know, this how to mix like a flute that I play with more classically styled plucked guitar with, you know, big, huge drums. And that's how the mixture of what we do came about.
And James, how did that evolve?
What Matt's saying, like, pretty much perfectly describes us up through like the late 90s, like early part of what, 2000s or whatever. But then I think we definitely just kind of became a rock band and kind of took like these sort of versatile things from our past and incorporated them in more of like a cohesive kind of structured way. And that's what we've been doing for the last couple albums.
Well, we know when we grew up, we were all listening to a lot more rock music when we were younger in our, like, you know, early teens. And then I think it was something that we sort of stopped listening to as much throughout the 90s, and then we sort of came full circle around, and that was sort of the last thing that we hadn't added into our sound was back with the big guitars and
songwriting.
You know, yeah, songwriting. We started writing songs. No, but then it was sort of just all came full circle the last like 4 years where we really were starting to get our sound, and it just took us a lot longer than some people, like 8 years maybe. But
now, you're originally from Baltimore. Are you still based there?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
What was it like for you playing live in Baltimore? Did you get a chance to play out much? Because the band is known for really touring, but I'm curious at the very beginning what that was like.
We played a lot, actually, like pretty much everywhere we could in Baltimore, every style of club.
We didn't think about almost anything but like where's their gig kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we played at punk rock clubs. We played at
street festivals. We were playing in the early days, gymnasiums, like for high schools, you know, anywhere we could find a show.
But yeah, many different. That's what's cool about Baltimore. There's just so many. People can play all kinds of bands with each other. There's not one scene, you know, like, and see whatever, like everyone, we've, like we said, we were doing this sort of like weird soul thing, and then we were playing like punk rock, wherever we play, anywhere, and all kind of like warehouse parties with like hard rock, like metal bands. It didn't matter, like everyone would play together. It was kind of a cool thing about Baltimore. It's not really like, you know, it's not as many cliques, I guess.
Now that we've completely confused people as to what they're about to hear, we get the live set from Lake Trout. You want to do stuff from the new album? What would you like to start off with?
We're going to start off with a song called Riddle. I think it's the
second
track on the album. It's a little bombastic number. Am I really good?
Next one's called Pill.
Thank you. a smile across my face.
This one's called Keep Your Eyes Shut.
This one's Shiny Rapper.
Thank you.
finishing up our set today from Lake Trout, the one that actually begins Not Them, You, the band's first album out on Palm Pictures. And that is Shiny Rapper. Thank you so much for playing live for us today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Lake Trout, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.